This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Age-specific icebreakers talking to people much older or younger than you. How to start real conversations across the generation gap. In short, age-specific icebreakers succeed when you treat the gap as something to navigate honestly, not to bridge with forced familiarity. The wrong opener signals either condescension or ignorance. The right one signals curiosity. Shared current experience almost always works better than assumed shared history. Respect for the gap itself, named or unspoken, is what makes the connection real. Definition: age-specific icebreakers are conversation starters calibrated to the generation gap between speakers. Rather than relying on shared cultural references or assumed common ground, they open dialogue through curiosity, present moment context, and respect for the difference in experience and perspective. I watched it happen at a retirement function for a long-serving project director. A new hire, barely 25, was told to introduce herself to the guest of honour. She walked over, smiled brightly, and said, "I've heard so much about you. What are your plans now you're free?" The older man's expression closed like a shutter. The conversation was over before it began. She had not been unkind. She had simply misjudged the weight of the moment. And the right age-specific icebreaker could have changed everything. Examples teach what definitions cannot. You can read that generational communication requires sensitivity, but until you watch a well-chosen question open a closed room or a clumsy one seal a door, the principle stays abstract. The five scenarios below are drawn from the kind of situations I have witnessed and made mistakes in myself over 6 decades of conversations. Watch each one for what the speaker assumed, what they missed, and what shifted as a result. What to notice before you read these scenarios. Before you move into the examples, here is one thing worth carrying with you. In every exchange across a significant age gap, both people are making a rapid judgment: does this person see me as I actually am, or as a version of my age group? The icebreaker is the first answer to that question. It either confirms the fear or dissolves it. Read each scenario with that in mind, and you will see the mechanics clearly. Five scenarios that show age-specific icebreakers at work, and at their worst. 1. A senior manager who shut down in the first 30 seconds. A junior analyst, 22 years old, was placed next to a 58-year-old operations director at a company lunch. Keen to connect, she opened with, "Do you use LinkedIn much?" "I find it's the best way to build your brand these days." The director smiled thinly and said, "I suppose some people do," then turned to the person on his other side. She had not been rude, but her icebreaker carried an unspoken assumption that he needed guidance on something she had mastered. The question framed her as the expert and him as the learner in an area where he held 20 years of seniority. It was not the topic that failed her. It was the direction of the curiosity. If she had asked what he found most useful for staying connected to people in his industry, she would have invited his expertise rather than implying he lacked hers. The gap here was not age. It was the assumption of who had something to teach. 2. A mentor who got it right in 2 sentences. A 61-year-old department head sat down beside a new graduate trainee at a team away day. She did not ask what university he attended or what his long-term goals were. She said, "You've only been here 3 weeks. What's confused you most so far?" He looked surprised, then relieved, and talked for 4 minutes without stopping. That question worked because it did 3 things at once. It acknowledged that confusion was normal, it handed him authority over his own experience, and it asked for something she genuinely could not know without his answer. She was not performing interest, she was practicing it. For guidance on how to build this kind of opening into group settings, effective icebreakers for team meetings offers a strong set of practical tools. The lesson here is that a good icebreaker across an age gap does not pretend the gap is not there. It steps across it with respect. 3. A cross-generational pair who never found common ground. A 55-year-old training facilitator was paired with a 27-year-old participant for a breakout exercise. He tried 3 times to establish rapport. First, a reference to a television program from the 1990s that she had not seen. Second, a comment about the way things used to be done in the industry. Third, a mild joke about younger people and their phones. She smiled politely through all 3. They completed the task in near silence. When the group reconvened, their joint output was thin compared to the other pairs. This is the cost of failed age-specific icebreakers that people rarely name directly: not awkwardness, but lost output. The facilitator was not a bad communicator in general. He was simply searching for common ground in his own past rather than in the shared present. The exercise in front of them was the common ground. He never used it. When teams span generations, running inclusive meetings with diverse teams addresses how to structure those shared present tense moments so everyone starts from the same footing. 4. A young team lead who earned respect before the meeting started. A 29-year-old project manager was assigned to lead a cross-functional team that included two people in their mid-50s. Before the first meeting, she spent 5 minutes with each of them individually. She did not talk about the project. She asked each person what they had found most frustrating about how similar projects had been managed in the past. She listened carefully and took brief notes. When the meeting opened, she referenced both answers without attribution. I've heard that coordination tends to break down in the middle phase of these projects. We're going to build in a specific checkpoint for that. The two older team members exchanged a look. Not skepticism, recognition. She had used the icebreaker not to warm the room, but to gather real intelligence, and then she had acted on it visibly. That is what earns trust across a generation gap, not charm, but evidence that you took the conversation seriously. You can read more about how dominant voices affect group dynamics and how to deal with dominant voices in a discussion, because that kind of pre-work also prevents the older, more senior voices from taking over by default. 5. A remote introduction that bridged 25 years. Two people met for the first time on a video call, a 32-year-old content strategist and a 57-year-old communications director from a partner organization. The strategist had been warned that the director was not big on small talk. She opened with, "I looked at some of the campaigns you led in the early 2010s. The messaging approach in one of them was genuinely different from what everyone else was doing at the time. What was the thinking behind that?" The director sat forward. He talked for 3 minutes about the decision-making behind that campaign, the resistance he had faced, the outcome. She asked one follow-up question. By the time they reached the agenda, there was genuine warmth in the call. She had done something precise. She found a point of real professional pride in his history, asked about the thinking rather than the result, and listened without interrupting. The icebreaker required preparation, but it took less than one sentence to deliver. For those working across distance, how to maintain connection in remote work environments and how to host engaging virtual meetings both address how to replicate this kind of intentional opening when you cannot read a room in person. What these scenarios have in common. 3 patterns run through every one of these examples, including the ones that failed. The first is the direction of curiosity. Every successful icebreaker above pointed outward had asked the other person about their experience, their confusion, their thinking. Every failed one pointed inward at offered the speaker's own references, assumptions, or humour as the bridge. Across a significant age gap, the person who asks the better question almost always sets the tone. The second is whether the icebreaker treated the gap honestly. The mentor in scenario 2 did not pretend her trainee was a peer. She acknowledged the gap, gently, by asking what had confused him. The facilitator in scenario 3 did the opposite. He tried to erase the gap by reaching back into his own past. Erasing a real difference really works. Respecting it does. The third is preparation versus improvisation. The strongest openers in these scenarios were not spontaneous. They were built from a small amount of advance attention, reading a past campaign, asking a question before the meeting, noticing what someone had actually experienced. Spontaneity has its place, but the best age-specific icebreakers are often prepared the way you would prepare any important first line. Humour can also play a role when used with care. How humour can ease workplace tension when used right is worth reading before you try lightness as a bridge across a generation gap. And if your team spans cultures as well as ages, how diversity affects remote communication styles adds an important layer to this preparation. What you can take into your next cross-generational conversation. Before your next significant interaction with someone much older or younger, ask yourself one practical question. What do I genuinely want to know about this person's experience that I cannot already guess? That question will point you toward an icebreaker that serves you both. If you are the younger person in the room, resist the pull toward references you are comfortable with. Ask about their experience in the present tense, what they are working on now, what they find most difficult at this stage, what has surprised them recently. If you are the older person, resist the pull toward your own history. Ask what they are trying to figure out, what they wish they understood better, what they are most focused on right now. Age-specific icebreakers do not require you to perform a version of yourself you are not. They require you to be genuinely curious about a person whose life looks different from yours. That curiosity, expressed in a single direct question, is the most honest bridge there is. The gap does not close because you pretend it is not there. It closes because you crossed it with your eyes open. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Frequently asked questions. What are age-specific icebreakers? Age-specific icebreakers are conversation starters designed to work across a generation gap. Instead of assuming fair references or equal power, they find common ground on topics that resonate regardless of age, such as current work challenges, shared goals, or open-ended curiosity questions. Why do icebreakers fail between different age groups? They usually fail because the person asking assumes that other shares their cultural references, communication style, or attitude toward hierarchy. A joke that lands with peers can feel dismissive to someone older or alienating to someone younger. The gap is real and needs to be respected. How do you start a conversation with someone much older than you? Ask about their experience, not their age. Questions like what they've found most useful in a particular area, or what has changed most in their field. Show respect and genuine curiosity. Avoid references they may not share, and never talk down to them. How do you break the ice with someone much younger than you? Meet them on current ground, not nostalgic ground. Ask what they are working on, what they find most challenging, or what they think about a shared situation. Avoid starting with stories of how things used to be done. Show you are interested in their perspective, not just their deference. Can icebreakers actually close a generation gap at work? A single icebreaker will not close a generation gap, but the right one can open a door. It signals willingness to connect across the difference rather than across it. Done consistently, these small opening exchanges build the kind of trust that lets genuine collaboration follow. What topics work as icebreakers across generations? Topics tied to the present moment work best as a shared project, a current challenge, something happening in the room or the organization. Avoid generational touchstones like music eras, historical events, or cultural references that one side may not recognize. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.